Nationally, there's really no consensus on what constitutes an acceptable margin with either in situ carcinoma in the breast or invasive carcinoma. And I think that it does a disservice to say, I insist on 1 millimeter margins or I insist on 4 millimeter margins. Let me give you an example. If you have a single duct with a DCIS in it, a millimeter or two from a margin, that's certainly, in my opinion, an okay margin. However, if you have a field of ducts, all of which are 1 millimeter from a margin, the path report will look the same. It will say DCIS 1 millimeter from a margin, but your tumor burden at that margin makes it very likely that you'll have disease left behind. So one of the outcomes of this should be that surgeons pay more attention to local control, that they pay more attention to margins, that we don't have people slipping through the crack and not getting radiation therapy.
Can you talk a little bit more about how you evaluate that?
Well, I think that margins always come into play with either invasive or in situ breast cancer. And there's ongoing work at our place with the role of MRI, looking at whether we can design our operative field smarter by doing preoperative MRIs. It's a problem because it's an expensive technology. It's a technology that not everyone has access to. And it can see phantoms. There's a reasonably high false positive rate associated with it. But nationally, and we fall into this group, re-excision rates for people who do pay attention to margins approach 50%. Almost half of our patients are going back for more surgery. So we need a smarter way to do that. I think the second scenario where there's a little bit of concern is in national trials of partial breast radiation therapy. The PETO meta-analysis raises the bar on the value of local control. I'm not a naysayer. In fact, we are participating in the NSABP B39 trial. But it is a cautionary note that whole breast radiation now has an established track record in a meta-analysis with proven deleterious effects in patients who did not receive whole breast radiation. So it's just a cautionary note.
Can you talk a little bit more about, you know, how you assess margins and make decisions about whether to re-excise?
We've recently changed our approach to margins. In the past, we did a lumpectomy, either by palpation or by image guidance with a wire, and oriented that specimen in space with silk sutures. The pathologists then applied 6 different colors of ink to the mass that we removed. And we found that this was not accurate enough, that the definition of what was anterior and what was superior was really left to the hands of a pathologist who wasn't there and didn't really know. So today what we're doing is doing a lumpectomy, a reasonable lumpectomy, and then right then and there, intraoperatively, shaving the margins individually. So I know that what I'm sending to the pathologist is superior, is medial, is inferior. We place a silk suture on the new margin, on the shave. This has been very successful. We've dropped our re-excision rate. We've dropped our positive margin rate. And when we've had to go back for a positive margin, we've been much more successful in finding more residual cancer.